Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio with Ben and Michael. Marvin Ocker joins us now. We're talking about NLP. We've done a few interviews in the past about this.
We sure have. Welcome to the show, Marvin.
Oh, great. Thank you. It's great to be on the show.
Now, listen, just to bring everyone up to speed, can you just tell everyone what NLP is?
NLP is the acronym for Neuro-Linguistic Programming. It was a behavioral technology that was developed in the early to mid-70s, and it's now widespread in the range of personal development to business communication.
So when you say personal development and business communication, is it learning the art of just that, communication, but also being aware of yourself?
Yes, a lot of being aware of your own internal processing that allows you to do the behaviors that you do, whether they're working for you or not.
Mm. What about people that want to make changes? Is it hard to make changes?
No, one of the great things that NLP has discovered is that change is actually quite easy. You're actually designed to actually learn and to actually develop new patterns as an adaptive response. And one of the latest researches that we find in neuroscience is that we actually have three functioning brains. We actually have a head brain, a heart brain, and a gut brain. These are actually three adaptive neural networks. And it's a latest piece of research that my colleague Grant Suswell and I have worked on called M-braining, mm-hmm. Which stands for multiple braining.
I thought it stood for mind food braining.
Maybe that's a better way to go.
Sorry, couldn't resist.
So you hear about that in the past where people, you know, think with their, you know, heart on their sleeve or their gut feeling. Is it links into all that type of stuff?
Yes, exactly. That these phrases that we typically use they're not just made out of thin air. They actually have some neurological resonance. For instance, you don't hear people saying, you know, I deeply felt that from the bottom of my elbow. You know, it just doesn't neurologically make sense. And why across cultures they do reference the heart when they're talking about emotive issues and values-based issues and mm-hmm. people relations. And why we talk about gut instinct having to do with protection, boundary, and even identity issues. Because these are what the neural networks do. And it has a significant implication for how we do coaching, personal development, training, and even the raising of children.
Really? And where do you think, though, upbringing and environment comes into this? Because I'm sure you, in your 30 years of NLP trainer, have come across many, many people with many different walks of life that perhaps want to have a very successful end goal, but they have a big journey to kind of overcome before they get there.
Yeah, a lot has to do with how the neural networks have learned over time. So, for instance, if you've grown up in a particularly tough environment, your gut brain would have learned how to protect yourself. And sometimes it might have also sent signals to your heart where you've heard the phrase, a hardened heart. What happens is people close off to some of their emotions, and they work predominantly either from their gut or their head. Mm-hmm. And it was a survival mechanism. And if that's the case, yeah, there's a bit of deprogramming or reprogramming that needs to happen. But the great thing is that these are neural networks. They are designed to learn. They're designed to adapt. And they're designed to grow to keep you alive.
So, you know, as we start a new year and this whole new concept of, you know, I guess a broader brain or a bigger brain or multiple brains, how do we tap into that?
Yeah, there are several things that you have to do to actually tap into your gut brain and your heart brain, which is really the essence of your intuition as well. And the first thing is you have to make sure that you're not in an overly stressed or an overly lethargic state. Technically, these are known as overly sympathetic or parasympathetic based on your autonomic nervous system. And there's a very simple and direct practice you can do, which is that of what's called balanced breathing. When you breathe in, it activates your sympathetic system. When you breathe out, it activates your parasympathetic. And basically what that means is nature has designed you to reach a state of optimum performance or neurological balance through the natural breathing processes. And so this is why every spiritual practice, every wisdom practice has built into it some form of breathing practice, because that is how you get back to a balanced state, which then allows your intuitive signals to begin to flow. And from there, you can set much wiser goals and have a much wiser sense of how to actually take certain kinds of actions and decisions in your life.
Mm. Well, Marvin, thank you very much for joining us on today's program. Very interesting and insightful. Thanks, Marvin.
Thank you.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.